Malala Yousafzai was only 11 years old when the Taliban banned her from attending school. At great personal risk, she pursued her education anyway, blogging about her secret fight. As schools burned down around her, young, brave Malala literally risked her life to speak out against the Taliban in Pakistan. And then, when she was only 15, their assassins came for her. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Early 2000s. Malala Yousafzai's father runs a school. So Malala grows up surrounded by education. In school, Malala describes herself as bookish, and she was driven to be at the top of her class. She truly loves to learn. In 2007, Malala is a normal tween who loves Justin Bieber and Twilight. When the Taliban enters her town, she compares them to vampires. The bad ones, not the mysterious heartthrobs like Edward Cullen. By 2008, the Taliban has begun to dominate local radio waves. They start taking away TVs, burning CDs and DVDs. They exploit illiteracy across Pakistan to control people. 11-year-old Malala continues going to school, even as other girls drop out around her. It's her safe haven and escape. Even as it comes under threat, even as other schools are bombed and burned. In January of 2009, the Taliban bans education for girls. The BBC contacts Malala's father about interviewing Pakistani schoolgirls. Malala's dad thinks that no one will risk their safety to speak out about the local human rights atrocities being committed. But then his daughter Malala volunteers. Between January and March 2009, Malala describes her life to a BBC Urdu correspondent via regular phone calls. He publishes the interviews on a blog under Malala's pseudonym, Gul Makai. February 2009. Losing power, the Taliban reopened schools for girls, but on the condition that they have to wear burqas. Just 2 years later, in 2011, the Taliban is regaining power once again. The following year, now 15-year-old Malala begins receiving death threats. She checks her doors and windows every night before she goes to bed. Tuesday, October 9th, 2012. When Malala is riding her bus home from school, a strange man stops it and boards, asking, "Who is Malala?" He pulls out a Colt 45 revolver. Someone points her out. Shaking, the gunman shoots Malala and a bullet hits her in the face, flies through her skull, and lodges deep into her left shoulder near her spinal cord. She collapses, bleeding everywhere. The assassin flees, leaving Malala barely clinging to life. She's raced to the hospital for emergency brain surgery. She hovers on the brink of death for days. Her condition is dire. She'll live, but the Pakistani medical system can't guarantee a full recovery. She needs world-class rehab and surgery, and she's flown to specialists in Birmingham, England. October 16th, 2012. Malala wakes up for the first time since the shooting alone in England. She can't speak, can't write. But she'll reveal later that she knew deep inside her she was going to be okay. Her parents join her in England. After more surgeries and a lot of intense rehab, she makes a full recovery and becomes a media sensation. She also can't go home. The Yousafzai family must now remain in exile in England for their safety. Malala feels called upon to use her newfound platform of fame for good. She establishes the Malala Fund with money given to her by well-wishers, uses it to advocate for education equality. In 2013, she addresses the UN and publishes her book, I Am Malala. In 2014, at just 17 years old, she becomes the youngest person ever to win the Nobel Peace Prize. In 2020, she graduates from Oxford with with prestigious degrees in philosophy, politics, and economy. Malala says, "I tell my story not because it is unique, but because it is the story of many girls." And that is true, but Malala was the only one brave enough to risk her life to tell it. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, please follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Malala Yousafzai, check out her book, I Am Malala. We found it extremely valuable for this episode. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It was created by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.